My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, hour number 2, and it's so great to have you with me. And again, if you missed any portions of hour number 1, David Justokas and I got into some great conversation. We talked about the special counsel. We talked about what that's about. We talked about the assault on our liberties. We talked about the assault on our election. There's a lot of great conversation with our constitutional originalist, David Justokas, in that first hour of the program. I am really pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. And, it's first time to have him on, but of course, Project 21 Black Leadership Network and I have been partnered together here for golly, almost 10 years now of having representatives from their network on my program, and I'm so pleased to welcome to the program the Reverend Stephen Kraft. Stephen, welcome, Reverend, to the program. So good to have you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, Brother Greg, for giving me the opportunity to serve you.
Well, I am so pleased to have you with me today, and it's been very cool. We were in the green room sharing testimonies with one another and words of building up and edification from my elder brother. And I'm so greatly appreciative of those powerful words of encouragement. I thank you for those.
Back at you, brother.
Well, I'm also excited for us to be able to speak about this very important topic. And that is how we build greater safety in black neighborhoods across the country. I know that Project 21 Black Leadership Network has a plan that they have put out to that effect. And you know, we've seen this murder rate rise. We have seen what the left and what the radical progressive left's goal has been relative to divide, conquer, destroy, kill, murder by any means necessary. And you know, we have to fight back against that. And we have to train up our young men in the way that they need to go so that when they grow old like you and I, long in the tooth, so to speak, you know, we're on the right path and we can pass that down to the next generation.
Correct, correct. Let me kind of give your audience a little bit of my background when Sure. it comes to law enforcement. I'm a veteran, as you probably can see, as I came out of the Army under the Selective Service way back in the mid-60s, Vietnam era. But I've always been very, very pro-law enforcement. And the thing about that with me, your listeners probably and your viewers wouldn't understand, some of them would, I was a criminal. I was a junkie in the South Bronx from the mid-60s when I came out of the service. All the way, I had a 10-year run with heroin, man, from mid-60s through 1977. And just like we see today, I had the mistaken belief Satan had me deceived to make me think that Caucasians were my problem, when the truth of the matter was my problem was staring me straight in the mirror. And God had to bring me to the end of myself and actually lay me down in a bed of affliction in a state hospital on the West Coast, Camarillo State Hospital, in order to get my attention. I've always believed in, when it comes to addiction, I don't believe in this nonsense about that. It's a medical condition. Addiction is sin. And because we have to engage in unseemly sinful behavior. No one tied me down and shot dope in my arms. I did that because of the emptiness, the hole in my own soul. So now I've been drug free, clean, and I work and talk with a lot of junkies, and especially now with this fentanyl out here in the street, dope fiends are dropping dead left and right. But I've been clean since 1977, so I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Now, when it comes to the area of crime, this is my position. First of all, crime is sin. The root of crime is sin. Therefore, if you're going to deal with the issue of crime, you've got to go, as John the Baptist said, you have to go to the root of the tree. The root of the tree, when it comes to criminal behavior, irregardless of what neighborhood it comes out of, you have to deal with the sin issue. Because until we deal with the sin issue, which is the root, the taproot of all criminal behavior, all of the psycho babbling and all of this other nonsense is irrelevant. I was also, after I got my life together, I have a motorhome now. I live in Lexington, Massachusetts, which is basically upscale. We started a house church, the wife and I. We've been married 44 years. So I have a track record, you know.
Yeah.
Went to Harvard Divinity School, graduated with a Master of Divinity class of 96. So I literally went from heroin to Harvard. But what I tell people, what I tell people today is simply this, that when it comes to criminal behavior, we have to start with the criminal themselves. We have to get them to see and to understand and to own up their evil, wicked, sinful behaviors. It has to start from the inside and work out, not the outside working in. And this includes all neighborhoods, because crime is crime, whether it's done in upscale areas behind closed doors in big homes, or whether it's done on the corner shooting dope and slinging dope. So my thing is, when I deal with the crime issues, I am very pro law enforcement. I was a correctional chaplain when I came out of Harvard Divinity School. I graduated Harvard Divinity School class of 96, Cambridge, Massachusetts, with a Master of Divinity in religion and society. And I was appointed to be the correctional chaplain at Jefferson City Correctional Center, which was the old Missouri State Penitentiary in Jeff City, Missouri. I served there as a chaplain, as the government chaplain from 97 to 2002. So I worked with 2,000 hardened lifers for the most part. Those guys, some of them died in there, some of them are still in there. So I understand the criminal element. I also understand what it takes to come out of crime. And I always start with the inmates themselves. Matter of fact, I'm looking, as soon as God opened the door, to get back involved in prison ministry as an evangelist. I haven't been able to get back in because of this COVID nonsense. But as soon as God opened the door for me to be able to go back into the institutions as an evangelist, I want to start going back in there and start developing programs to really encourage these guys and these gals who are locked up, because the female incarceration right now is almost as great as the male. So sure. We have to deal with the spiritual aspects first and foremost of crime before we can deal with any of the other aspects of the situation.
So, Reverend, thank you so much for that, and for having just led this life that obviously has had such a great impact on all communities around you. The decision that you made, finding the Lord in 1977, getting clean, and then going to Harvard and showing what the possibilities are when someone applies themselves, when someone makes the choice to make the change necessary. And as you said, it begins in here. It starts in here. How do you respond to these cries against law enforcement that police are out there targeting specific individuals predicated on race?
Well, first of all, I'm very blunt. I'm very direct.
I hadn't noticed that about you yet at all, sir.
I don't have time. I don't suffer fools lightly. And this whole nonsense, this critical race theory, as they call it, because I had to study that nonsense when I was at Harvard Divinity School through those Marxist professors.
Wow.
And back in the 90s, when I was at Harvard Divinity School, they didn't call it critical race theory. They called it critical theory. And they updated it after the George Floyd and Michael Brown incident to critical race theory, because the Marxists, the communists, understand a principle. And the principle is this, that they understand that race is the race card. You can play a race card forever and you'll always win, simply because a leopard cannot change his spots. And what Satan wants to do is to destroy the greatest country on planet Earth other than Israel, and that's the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And how he wants to do that is by instigating a civil war, by dividing people based on race, on socioeconomics, class thing now has basically, the Marxists have backed up off of that because class is more fluid. People can go from the underclass to the working class, from the working class to the middle class. From the middle class, you have black billionaires, you have black multimillionaires. You have black millionaires. You have black working people, black middle class. You have black underclass. Mm-hmm. So Satan knew when he used the Marxists that class does not work all the time, but he knows race will always work. Mm-hmm. So what I tell people all the time is simply this. I say, look at me. What color do you see? And if they know I'm getting ready to go south on them, I said, you see a black man. I said, now, when I was out there on the bricks kicking up my heels, cause I'm streetwise. I was born in New Jersey and grew up in the hood in the Bronx and Harlem. So people just can't come up to me and tell me some nonsense. And I said, when I was out there shooting dope, doing burglaries, kicking up my heels, slinging heroin, had to look over my shoulder for the narcs. I says, I could have got blasted. I could have got shot at any time. I had 10 misdemeanors on my record. But when I got my life together, God blessed me where I was still able to get my license to carry after all of that nonsense. And I tell people, if the police, number one, has an issue with black people rather than have an issue with criminals. Yes, there are cops who are rogue, but there's doctors who are rogue. There's politicians who are rogue.
Man.
Tell me anybody that's not wicked, because the Bible is clear. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And there's none righteous. No, not one. See, so I tell people this defund the police nonsense. We have an issue right here in Massachusetts right now. That since the elections concluded, we have a wicked woman who is now going to be the attorney general, who has been pushing that false narrative of defund the police. Yet no one in their right mind in any community wants less law enforcement, including black communities.
Right. So hold that.
That's a lot.
Hold that thought right there. We gotta cut to our first break. Reverend Stephen Kraft is with me. We're going to continue in this conversation right after this break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. The Reverend Stephen Kraft is with me. And Reverend, you were talking with us about, the challenges and what really needs to happen, in turning these neighborhoods around and the need for law and order. And then kind of, if you would walk us through, so, obviously, there isn't anybody that says, "Oh yeah, I want criminals coming in and stealing out of my shop." I want people to hold me up. I want my daughters to be in fear for potentially being raped, or my sons, molested or drugs pushed on my kids. No neighborhood wants that.
Well, nobody in their right mind wants that. See, number one. Number two, I'll give you a case in point that all of our viewers can relate to. We just got through another bogus election. Okay. Now, one of the candidates that I supported, a brother named Jay McPannon, he's a veteran just like I am. He's a lawyer. He worked really hard in his campaign, and I volunteered to work to help him on this issue of public safety. He was qualified, and he loves God. But guess what? He did not prevail. Who prevailed? The communist black woman, Andrea Campbell. She was the one and still is pushing to defund the police and take the overtime money that the cops get to keep the neighborhood safe and give it to social workers. Well, guess what, baby? You're not gonna get anybody when somebody is doing a carjack on them. Right. Somebody, man, is doing a home invasion. They're gonna say, "Hold up, I gotta call a social worker." That's pure nonsense. The bottom line is simply this: public safety is always a winning issue. But he did not prevail. Why didn't he prevail? Because, man, the elections have been rigged. Amen. Massachusetts is a hard haul, bro. Up here in the north, in the northeast, in New England, in the state of Massachusetts especially, the left, the hard left, controls the state assembly, they control the state senate, and now they control the governorship and the attorney general. So, brother, we have to fight. That's why my signature outfit, as you can see on the screen, is my old army camos. I'm not in this to play, man.
Right.
I'm not in this to play. I'm not in this just talking a bunch of religiosity. I'm in this, brother, saying, hey, bring what you got to bring, and we gonna get with it. So the bottom line is simply this. No, public safety is a winning issue. Yet, because of wickedness in the election system, Jay did not prevail. So what does that tell us? That tells us with all neighborhoods, upper class neighborhoods, middle class neighborhoods, and the hood, we're all having the same issue. And the issue is sin. These elections have been stolen.
Yeah.
So what we have to do is we have to not only educate the people. That's why I'm going to take this ministry during the week, other than Sunday when I do house church, I'm going to take it out on the road. See, starting locally, like Jesus said, starting in my Jerusalem, which would be Lexington, then going out regional throughout Massachusetts and New England, then going to Samaria, that's the hood, and then the othermost parts, which would be coast to coast. But I'm taking this message out and let people know, look, if we don't fix these voter rolls, because the sin that's right. driving this nonsense is election fraud. So these issues like public safety is a winning issue for nobody's going to really oppose law enforcement. They're not opposing that.
Right.
What's happening is we're being fed a false narrative by the Marxists and the communists to make people think, and they're using the media to make people believe this lie, see? And people are, you know, they're fearful, man. No, like, just like you said, Greg, nobody wants to get robbed, raped, murdered. But
right.
the narrative that's going out makes people think that certain, populations, especially black populations, are anti-law enforcement. That's a lie, man.
Well, and then on top of that, the belief that it's the police that are creating all of the lawlessness when the reality is that lawless behavior is being encouraged.
That's right.
By those that are creating and setting policy.
Exactly.
And when you remove laws and when you start to create the chaos, right, then you get people that, you know, they don't want any of that, and so then the clampdown comes, then you have people that rebel, and then ultimately what happens is the tyrants come into power. And that's the history, and that's how Marxists take over.
Thank you. You got it, bro. That's it, man. It has nothing to do with anti-law enforcement. You got it.
Yeah.
You could write your book right there. See, that's the truth. And most people that are knowledgeable understand that.
Right.
We have a sin problem, and we have a problem in this nation because the enemies of America and the enemies of the gospel of Jesus Christ have run with these narratives. And what's embarrassing and offensive to me as a black American, because I'm not an African American, and I'll explain that in a minute.
Yeah, well, we're gonna run out of time, so I'm gonna have to bring you back to have that conversation, which I look forward to, and we will do that. Reverend, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Hang tight for just a second. We gotta take a break. When we come back, Clara Lopez, Rick Manning will be with us. We're gonna talk about the southern border, another lawless problem, and also the influence of the CCP, another communist problem. Back with more coming up right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four
powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned in. Well, I'm very excited. It is, by the way, just want to put that out there. It is Thanksgiving. Tomorrow will be the Thanksgiving Day. I'll have a rebroadcast with one caveat. I've got an hour that I spent yesterday afternoon with Bill Federer, and so we'll talk about some history of our country and the history of us coming here, and it's very interesting looking back. Bill takes us way back to the kings and our country choosing not to have kings. So we'll get into all that tomorrow, but happy Thanksgiving, and let me give my guests an opportunity to say happy Thanksgiving as well.
Happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thanks to both of you, and happy Thanksgiving to all.
So I want to welcome my co-host, Rick Manning, and also our very special guest, Claire Lopez, who joins us here twice a month to talk about security issues, national security issues. I sent you just a little something, you know, just kind of as a warm-up to talk a little bit about the southern border. But there's a lot going on all around the world right now, unfortunately. There's wars, there's rumors of wars, there's rumors within wars, and certainly there's an invasion at our southern border. So Claire, I open the floor to you, to take us where you'd like to go. What's on your mind as far as, you know, the kind of the critical issues?
Well, I guess maybe we should start at home, and that would be our southern border. We've got a new, group, coming into power in the House of Representatives come January, in another month and a bit. And their leadership has pledged to bring House hearings and to bring witnesses under subpoena to testify about the southern border and the lack of enforcement, the lack of security, the lack of protection along that southern border. They've talked about bringing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to testify before Congress and others as well. But I would highlight that first and foremost, a nation without a secure border is not a sovereign nation. And you know, for all of those who are looking at our southern border, I would say that the concept of secure borders, of nation states behind secure, inviolable, ideally inviolable borders, dates back, of course, to the Westphalian the Treaty of 1648, and applies as well to the United States southern border and our other borders as it does and must equally to other places in the world, like a Ukraine being invaded by an aggressive neighbor, Putin's Russia, or what Turkey and Iran have been doing in the last days, crossing borders and bombing Kurds. So the concept of borders, I think, is an important one. I'm trying to draw, you know, a broader
sure
a coverage, you know, thought about what borders really mean or should mean. And I begin at home, but that's not the only place.
Claire, one of the interesting things is, and I asked this question, because I think a lot of people are asking it. If we're not willing to defend our own borders, then how can we justify from a national perspective defending other people's borders? Isn't defending our own borders kind of like job one? And this is not to denigrate the efforts that we make around the world because they're important, but if you're not going to defend your own borders, it's really hard to make a sale to people that, gee whiz, our borders don't matter, but borders, you know, 5,000 miles from here matter.
Yeah, no, I take your point. And I think it's not an either or. And that's why I'm trying to draw the broader concept, which is the Westphalian nation state sovereign border concept that must apply if we want a world order based on the norm, again, idealized norm, mm-hmm, of sovereign nation states behind secure borders. It must apply to us and to every place else on earth as well. And when we defend that concept in other places that are the victim of invasion, invasion and aggression, we're defending the world order that we wish to see and to live in as well, I think.
Something that I've drawn to relative to that is, you know, I'm 60 years old, and I remember, you know, serving in the Air Force in the early 80s during the Cold War time. But even back as a young person, I mean, I remember countries where the people said, we want a democracy. We want freedom. We want liberty. And our country going in and helping to secure that freedom, but then helping to secure free and fair elections so that people had the right to be able to choose their leadership. You know, our role internationally for our entire history, if it wasn't for us, we would have an Ottoman Empire running Europe today out of World War I, or we would have a Hitler running the world out of World War II, or we would have a greater spread of communism, although one could argue that communism has overtaken our own country. But I think that you know, as you said, Rick and Claire, I think it's both. I think we have to defend our home front. And I think we also need to be available for those nations that are calling out for the leader of the world to be there in their time of need to help them to push back against authoritarian reigns.
You know, I would draw a distinction, I think, between the concept of defending against wars of aggression and invasion, helping and supporting those victims of invasion of aggression, as in World War One, World War Two, etc. A distinction between that and trying to export our liberal democratic style, constitutional republic style of governance to places that are totally unsuitable for it. I think there's a distinction to be made there. Especially, we do not want to be exporting or trying to implement democracy, which essentially means rule of the mob,
right?
Rule of 50% plus one. That's something we don't want here. Our founding fathers didn't want it here or any place else.
Right. It's essentially exporting a false precept. We're not Athens. We're not going to, if we're Athens and we want to export our type of government and we want to export it to cities around us, then that would be, they could go off and have anarchy. Our system of government's a system and it's under attack domestically. And so it becomes a little bit challenging because our own people don't understand what our system is. But I would want to go back to a central question that goes to our defense of our border. And it really goes to the legitimacy of the Biden administration. If the Biden administration refuses to do their constitutional duty and defend our border, I question how they have the moral authority to demand that we expend resources and treasure to defend other people's borders. Because ultimately the Constitution of the United States is designed with the defense of our country bearing first and foremost as being our federal government responsibility. And I think there's a real moral question here. And Congress needs to confront the Biden administration with this moral question as they come and ask for more money for Ukraine and more money to do other things around the world. Congress needs to demand that we put resources in terms of border patrol, in terms of fencing, the resources are necessary to make certain that our own border is equally secure as we want to make other countries' borders. Mm-hmm. And we have to tie those two things together because without a secure border of our own, there's no moral justification for sending men, women, and our treasure abroad to defend others' borders.
You know, I would point out what Governor Greg Abbott of Texas announced just this past week, and drawing on both the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Texas, he cited articles and clauses referring to invasion in order to declare a formal invasion of the Texas southern border. And then he outlined a number of steps that he's going to take under that authority, to include deploying the National Guard to the border, to include building a wall on Texas southern border with Mexico, to include putting gunboats in the Rio Grande to deter illegal invasion, and a number of other steps. And that's the first governor. I mean, too bad he didn't do this 2 years ago, but
right.
Better late than never, I would say. And, you know, eyes on Arizona right now, which is a complete electoral mess, but
the
candidate for Governor Carrie Lake, of course, has promised much the same thing.
We got to, I need to break him. We got to take a quick break and we'll have, Michelle Swinnick on with us next hour to talk about an update of what's going on in Maricopa County. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My co-host, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, and our special guest, Claire Lopez, our national security expert. So as we're talking about this, I just wanted to be clear on what I was proposing or talking about, and that is the times where a regime change has taken place and now the people have said, we want to elect our representatives, elect those that are going to be in power. And our country has been engaged in monitoring those elections and in making sure that fair elections took place. And again, it the only reason I bring that up is because here we are today as the country that is most in need of somebody fixing our broken election system where that isn't happening, where the people's votes are not being properly tabulated, and there's fraud happening in our election process, and it's really a sad debacle. And that is a national security issue, because if you can't control electing your representation, then you also have no ability to defend your nation.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Claire, when we talk about, I think there is a difference between, trying to export our form of government into places which have no background in terms of having, self-determination, mm-hmm. Or as we did in Afghanistan, where we participated in writing a constitution that created Sharia law as the underlying law of the constitution, and then pretended to put an overlay of a Republican system in place where you have a republic. The overlay didn't match the constitution, mm-hmm. Which was totalitarian. And as a result, no matter what we did in terms of it, kind of exporting the Western views of the world, we underlie the entire thing with a religious document that in fact is a mandate, a dictate, and empowers government to enforce that mandate. So we actually have to know what we're doing when we do this, and not just sit there and use platitudes and then build constitutions that are at opposite ends of what we say we want to accomplish.
Yeah, no, very, very good point. Obviously, that constitution in Afghanistan promulgated in 2004 was essentially written by our own Department of State. And if you look at only the first three articles of that constitution, it says very clearly, there shall be no laws contradictory to Sharia, contradictory to Islamic law. And then we think that we're going to change that kind of a society after we gave them that kind of a constitution. No, but look at Iran.
But Claire, remember, we did fly rainbow flags above our embassy. Okay.
So. Oh, that should help. Yeah. That'll do it. Yeah. But in Iran, where the people absolutely know what kind of changes they want, and they want them in the direction of individual liberty, government by consent of the governed, and the principles that undergird our own system, not a peep out of our administration, even in terms of verbal or, political or diplomatic support. I'm not talking about, shipping weapons over there or anything. But how about some verbal support for the brave young people of Iran in the streets fighting and dying every single day by the hundreds and being arrested and tortured by the thousands?
And even the sainted Obama said that his one regret of his presidency was that he didn't support the people on the street, and I think it was 2009. Mm-hmm. And it was a person who's never admitted that they ever did anything wrong, came out and said that was one of their great regrets, which tells you that in retrospect, even people who are, shall we say, somewhat lacking in any kind of honest perspective about themselves, recognize when they step away from defending free basic people's rights to self-determination, people calling out for help and support, and they allow it, and then they do business with the government that's oppressing them, that in fact is an act of oppression itself. And that's what the Biden administration legacy is going to be if they do not stand up. They continue to give this government money. They continue to negotiate with them, and they're breaking down they've broken down the sanctions. They've done everything they can to to empower this government that at the same time is attacking its own people who are asking for basic liberties to be restored. And the Biden administration is an enabler, if not culpable, for every single death that occurs on the streets of Iran today and in the last 6 months.
Last night, just as an update on that, Errol Segal, who is a very outspoken and very popular conservative commentator in Israel, came out on Channel 14 mm-hmm. in Israel and powerfully and personally supported the Iranian revolution. And he expressed confidence that he believes that this time around, the factors are in place and the Iranian people are going to overturn this regime. So we'll see what happens. I've had some other guests that have suggested the same thing. And hopefully, what do you think, Claire? Do you think this time around that they can win?
Yeah, I do. I also saw that interview. And I know that we're into the third month of the revolt now. And as I've said elsewhere, even the young people in the streets, they say, this is not protest. This is not Tazahirat. This is Inqilab. This is revolution. And their slogans are not about, tinkering with the system and reforming it. It's about right. overthrowing it and replacing it. I think that they are determined. I think they're going to stay in the streets, as long as they also get support from throughout society, meaning, the strikes that are going on, for example, in the transportation industry, in the petrochemical industry,
right.
the Bazaaris on strike. That is what eventually will tell. And I think they are determined this time, that this oppressive jihadist regime has to go.
Well, and let's talk about that for just a second. So let's suggest that does in fact take place. The Biden administration has been very silent on this situation, which really sends a message then to those that are trying to bring some freedom and some liberty into Iran that they may not have American support. And obviously we know that Putin and Russia and Xi and China are still supporting the imams, although China is hedging its bets just a little bit, kind of playing both sides of the fence, it would seem.
Yeah, they want the oil no matter who wins.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much.
But
pretty
you know
much.
What? The people of Iran repeat this over and over. They welcome support from the outside, meaning, diplomatic support, political support,
sure.
the support of America and others, but they need to do this themselves. They say this over and over. It
right.
is their country. It's their future and they want to take care of this themselves and they will. But obviously they need and want, other kinds of support from the outside.
What they need is they need the United States not to be giving money to the
yeah.
Iranian regime to
that would be a good
prop
start.
Them up, which is
yeah.
what we're doing. You know, they need right. to have the Schlumbergers of the world stop providing engineering services for their oil industry. They need to, that's the kind of thing that the world can help by mm-hmm. stopping the enabling of a tyrannical regime that hates the West. So it's just insane that we continue to enable this regime.
And is building nuclear weapons, which...
With the intent of blowing up the Middle East, yeah.
If not the more further afield. I really think that the antipathy of this Biden administration towards Israel and all of those, including Saudi Arabia, that supported or participated mm-hmm. in the Abraham Accords are yet to do so.
Right.
I think the flip side of that is this administration literally wants Iran to dominate as hegemon of the Middle East and wants it to be able to do that with a deliverable nuclear weapon capability. That's what I think they actually support.
It certainly seems that way. And I guess my point to that, and we're going to run out of time, but my point to that is just simply that, not that we get involved in pushing the overthrow, but that we are ready to acknowledge when the overthrow happens that the new government is legitimate and that we mm-hmm. legitimize it by acknowledging its existence. And you know what I'm saying?
Immediately that, opening up an embassy. Immediately.
Absolutely.
Putting,
yes.
Putting financial boots
yes.
on the ground.
Yes.
Helping them rebuild that society.
Yes.
That is what our job is.
Yes.
They take care of the revolution, but we give them a hand up into the world so they can thrive in that revolution, because there's lots of problems. Systems can be broken. We have to help them rebuild it so they get.
And if we don't, we are absent to our own potential peril.
Well, and the Chinese do it at that yeah. point, and the Chinese become the. Become the power in the
There we region. Go again. Yeah, there we go again. Region. Which
That's
I would,
option.
Which I would suggest is what the Biden administration would love to see happen. So it would appear. Claire, thank you so much for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Have a glorious Thanksgiving holiday. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Rick, happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you on Monday, the day after.
Cyber Monday.
There
people.
We go. Monday.
Ho, ho, ho. Have a happy Thanksgiving. hey, folks, right. Hit your knees this Thanksgiving. Amen. There's a lot of blessings. Count your blessings. Hit your knees. And let's just praise God for the blessings he's provided us both as individuals and corporately.
Amen.
And
all right, we're out of time. Hour number three coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.